Yes. I have a husky throat, so I hope you'll bear with me tonight. As I begin my testimony, I would like to leave with you a verse of scripture. And if you would like just to turn it up in your Bible, it's in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. I would like you also to keep in mind part of the verse in Psalm 18 and verse 30. Ask for God, his ways are perfect. I give thanks to Almighty God for his unseen hand upon my life. I can truly say that the Lord hath done great things for me, whereof I am glad. When I was born, my mother and twin sister passed away. We were born at 7 months. I was born first, and my twin sister was stillborn. As you can imagine, I wasn't very big, barely 3 pounds in weight. The medical staff did not expect me to survive, but you can see God's almighty hand was upon me. I was kept in the Mary Rankin maternity home for a considerable time, as the doctors thought I would not gain weight. But instead of not gaining weight, I began to put on weight. And as my father had no one to look after me, he reluctantly had to get me for adoption. I had a sister who was 9 years older than me. My Aunt Mary, who was a sister of Mother's, and Uncle Tommy, adopted me into their family. So I became their daughter. Altogether in the family, there were 5 boys and 2 girls, I being the 3rd from the youngest. However, I was brought up with the knowledge that I was adopted. As a child, I can remember my father and my sister Hazel coming to visit me. I was the only one in our home who had a grandmother, and Mother would often have taken me to visit her in number 36 Ballyfastle Road. She was my father's mother. Then when I was older, I visited her quite often. Little did I know that many years later, we would be living in number 36. I thank the Lord for the upbringing I had, as we were taught to reverence the house of God and to keep the Lord's day. There was never anything done on the Sabbath that could wait until Monday. One thing I remember was every Saturday night, Mother rolled up all the pairs of shoes for cleaning for Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. We always went to an afternoon Sunday school as well. And we learned the child's catechism and the shorter catechism, and also many precious portions of God's precious word. I knew about the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for my sins, but I did not realize I had to personally accept him into my heart and into my life and have my sins washed away in the precious blood. When I was about 12 years old, we moved to a house in Ballinteer. Some of you know where that is. In the providence of God, a gospel mission came to Coleraine Town Hall, conducted by the late Reverend John Wiley and Dr. Paisley. My sister Nell and I rode our bicycles into those meetings, and Mother would have run as well. The preaching was so different to what we were used to. Indeed, I never heard preaching like it before. One thing for sure, I didn't leave those meetings without the knowledge that I had to personally receive the Lord Jesus into my heart and into my life to be ready for heaven. Then, whenever the Free Presbyterian Church started in the Pigeon Hall in Martin Spray, Nell and I attended the gospel service on the Sunday evenings. I remember being convicted of my need of getting right with the Lord Jesus Christ as I listened to the late Reverend John Wiley preach the gospel by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Paisley then was the special preacher at our first harvest service held in the town hall. He spoke in the text in Jeremiah 8 and verse 20, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." That night I realized as never before that I was a guilty sinner on my way to a lost eternity, and that it was sinners that Jesus came to save. As the service came to a close, I very simply, as best I knew how, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and wash my sins away. And I thank and praise the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, and there's no doubt about it, whenever we call, he does answer. And then another lovely promise that all that the Father giveth shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. The promise was to be very precious to me in days to come, and I praise God he did not turn me away, but I was born again and washed in the precious blood. I would never perish. I was taken from the family of the devil and adopted into the family of God's dear Son. Just as I was adopted into my earthly family, so by simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I was adopted into God's great family, an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. I thank God every day for what he has done for me. I was about 13 years old whenever I received the Lord Jesus into my heart. I never knew what it was to go into deep sin, but the Bible tells us we were born in sin and shaven in iniquity, and that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. After I was saved, I soon realized the working of the devil. I was filled with fears and doubts about my salvation, and he even attacked my faith by saying, yes, you asked the Lord Jesus into your heart, but was your faith right? Well, I can stand here and I can thank God I'm not depending on anything of self for my salvation. My salvation is all of Christ, and Christ alone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. The devil is the father of lies and a deceiver, and God's precious word says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Nell was saved before me, then shortly afterwards we left our own church and we started attending Sunday school in Martinsbury. That was where our church first commenced, in Coleraine. At that time, as time went on, I met a young man whose mother and father and some other members of his family attended our church. I'm sure you know who it was. It was Albert. We later married on an Easter Tuesday, the 28th of March, 1967. The late Reverend Wiley married us in the old Hanover Church. That is almost 41 years ago. And we can truly say we have known the blessing of Almighty God. We thank God for the family he gave us. We have three sons, Peter and Ivor and Alistair. We also have three daughters-in-law, Elizabeth, Catherine and Claire. And of course we have our three wee grandchildren, Daniel, Rebecca and Anna. One night stands out vividly in our memory. It was the night that Albert's father was called home suddenly at a gospel mission in our church. It was such a shock to everyone. We were late in getting to bed that night, and I wakened up in the early hours of the morning with a severe pain. It was such a tight pain, it was almost taking my breath away. I woke Albert and I told him I was in great pain, and he said, we have been through so much tonight, I'd pray and ask the Lord to take the pain away. I'll never forget, as Albert prayed, the awful tight pain released and went away. It was wonderful just to know how the Lord answers prayer. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. When Peter then was 18 years old and just finishing school, he told us that he felt the Lord was calling him into the ministry. As I thought about the great responsibility that would be upon him, a great fear welled up within me. The next morning, as I was doing my Bible reading, which was from 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and part of verse 1, which reads, my son, whom God alone hath called, is young and tender, and the work is great. As I read those words, all the fears I had vanished away. That was a work direct from the Lord for my heart. Then the week Peter was to meet presbytery about his call was another difficult week for us. On the Monday evening, I took ill with an awful pain again. Being so severe, I passed out. During that time, I heard the most beautiful music. Albert's father and Jean had went to be with the Lord some time before. And for some reason, I remember thinking about the hymn. I shall never forget the sound of that lovely music. The Lord was gracious to me and spared my life. And then on the Wednesday afternoon, our youngest son, Alistair, was knocked down by a car outside our home. He was on his way from school when the accident happened and had to be admitted to hospital. His injuries were all around his head, but again, the Lord was gracious and he made a good recovery. That was certainly a week of testing. We've also known great illness in our family, as many of you know, but as you prayed with us and for us, the Lord graciously answered prayer. Through this we learned to cast our burden upon the Lord, for he careth for us. The Lord has answered many prayers for us, and we give him all the glory. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. As I look back in my life with the hymn writer, I can say, I'll bless the hand that guided, I'll bless the heart that planned, when throned where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. The prayer of my heart is that I will fulfill the purpose which the Lord has for me in my life. I would not want to change anything, for all that has happened is the divine will of God for me. As for God, his ways are perfect. I would like to leave a verse of scripture with you that has and is a great encouragement to us. In Matthew 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I pray that this simple word of testimony will be an encouragement to someone, and if you are not saved, it might be the means of bringing you to Christ. I would like to finish my testimony by quoting the verse of a lovely hymn, Not have I gotten, but what I've received. Grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting its glory, pride I abase, I'm only a sinner, saved